Hey, stoners. Welcome to Six and Stones. Man, I have a great show today. I think you're really going to love it. I am pairing, those of you on live stream, I'll hold this up. I am pairing, I've never had this before, so this is a first. Suntory Toki Whiskey. Beautiful looking whiskey. That is a gift from my sister-in-law, Gina. She's wonderful. And I am pairing that with a Drew Estate Shade. I think this is going to be just an amazing combination. And here's why. The Japanese whiskey is known to be just super smooth and approachable. It features, this particular one, features a blend of malt whiskeys from Hakushu and Yamazaki. And my Japanese is non-existent, so I hope that's right. Those distilleries, along with grain whiskey from Chita Distillery. Now, Toki offers up kind of a light, fruity, somewhat sweet profile that we're looking for some notes of like green apples and like some honey sweetness, maybe a little bit of spiciness. Now, the Drew Estate Underground Shade, I have had that stick before, and I love it. It is excellent, as pretty much everything I've tried from Drew Estate, and I've tried almost all of them. It has an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, which brings out a kind of a creamy, slightly sweet taste. Now, the binder is... the binder and filler tobaccos just provide a really excellent depth and complexity. We're gonna be looking for some hints of nut and earth and maybe just a little bit of pepper. Overall, it's medium strength, which makes it a very versatile smoke, and I think it's gonna be a great pairing with this. So we're gonna go ahead, pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toast it. So now that I pretty much explained everything, we can just go ahead and cut it off right now. No, not really. The Suntory Toki, I'm holding it up for the live stream folks again. As I said, it is a blend of mash and grain whiskey from all three Suntory distilleries. It is a non-age statement. Now, I'm going to go ahead and glass some up. Oh, they've already, that's a point right there deducted. Screw cap. Come on. Get with it. We need a cork. All right. Go ahead and glass a little of this up. It is a very beautiful spirit. I mean, just a really light golden color. All right. There it is in the glass. For those of you on live stream, we're going to give it a swirl. You see some, never mind. I forgot what I was going to say. It is, proof bubbles. That was the words I was looking for, proof bubbles. That's what the little bubbles here are around the sides. And typically, the more bubbles, the higher the proof. If I remember my Moonshine 101 test. But anyway, it is a light golden, kind of a pale straw color. It is thin. But, I mean, it does have some pretty decent legs to it to be as thin as it is. I mean, it clings to the glass pretty well. I'm really looking forward to this. Let's go ahead and find out what the nose has to offer. It kind of feels sort of grain-led or grain-forward. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But then that immediately fades into just some wonderful notes of vanilla, which kind of dominate. And then, as I mentioned, you do pick up some green apple in it. I get some citrus notes, something along the lines of lime, maybe even kind of a marmalade kind of action going there. And you do pick up a little bit of straw. There is, like I said, with the marmalade, there is a little bit of sweetness. I also maybe pick up some kiwi in the nose, and just some very, very light hints of like dried tea leaves. You know, if you use loose leaf tea, you just that smell. I pick that up. Now on the palate. It is sort of thin, and I mean it's not viscous. It washes right on through your mouth fairly quickly. It has a little bit more heat than I expected, but it's still, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful spirit. And what I pick up now, it does have some heat, but then it sort of falls away and becomes very soft. So it whacks you once and then it kind of mellows out. So taking another sip here. I do pick up kind of the malt whiskey components. It is somewhat vanilla forward, but I do also get some shortbread cookies, kind of malted. The British would call them biscuits, and then some almond, wherever you're from, and there's some raisins and honey in there. It's very complex. You know, this is a really great matchup here, as far as the notes on the profile. And it's got a really good balance between sharp and sugary sweet. Like I said, when you take when you first put the sip in your mouth, it kind of pops you with heat, and then that falls away and you just pick up all the flavors. It's very, very unusual. I like it. And I do pick up maybe just a hint of smokiness. And I don't think I mentioned this. This is 43% alcohol by volume, so 86 proof. So that lower proof level, it is odd that it can get that punch on you right in the beginning. They've really done some good work here. That is a really good sipper. I mean, it is. The finish. Finish is sort of short, trying to get that out without stumbling over those words. And it is sweet. There's more vanilla and honey. And then there's a little bit of heat kind of rounding out that sip right at the very end. It's really good. I don't know if I would pick it over the Akashi Ume that I've paired here before. But I really, really like, I'm more of a sweet than sharp guy, and I really love that Akashi. But this is a really good spirit, and it would be, I wouldn't try to use it in like a mixer or anything like that. Just really neat. I don't even know if you'd want to add any chill to it. But, you know, that's up to you. Now, on to the stick, the Drew Estate Undercrown Shade. We're going to flash some shade. Take that footband off. I'll hold it up again there for those of you on the live stream. It's got that beautiful Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper on it. This is a Nicaraguan cigar from the La Gran Fabrique Drew Estate. It is a Ecuadorian Connecticut shade-grown wrapper. The binder is Sumatran. And the filler is a blend of Dominican Criollo 98, Nicaraguan Corojo, and Carrillo. That's a lot of EOUs. So I hope I got all that right. This is a Toro Extra. It is 6x52. I mean, it's like the perfect size. And visually, it's very well made. Tight but visible seams. There's minimal veining, but the few that are on there are fairly prominent. Holding that up for the live streamers to see. Try to get you involved in the show. and it has a very large triple cap. There is just a kind of a maybe a slight oil sheen on the wrapper, and it's very smooth. Maybe a touch of oiliness, but not a lot. Now on the nose. You get this kind of rich, barnyardy, earth, fresh hay type of aroma off of it. That's a whole lot going on right there. You also pick up some light notes of leather and maybe just a touch of cedar. All right. I wasn't completely prepared. I did not have my Cassetti multi-cutter out of the little bag, but forgive me. All right, but I am going to use the Cassetti multi-cutter V-cut. Wonderful cut. And this cigar has spent the last several weeks in my new King Chi 145L humidor cigar cabinet. And it is wonderful. There is a link in the bio and in the description of this episode when it comes out that will take you right to it. The 145L holds over 600 cigars, and I'm working on seeing exactly how many that is. So, bear with me. I'm going to try. I am using my Rocky Patel Envoy 5 torch. You can also get the Diplomat, which is a 5 torch. And even as far as it was from my face, I could still feel the heat on my forehead. That is a really, it will get the job done in short order. I love that lighter. Now, I puffed it a couple of times before I started lighting it, but I don't think I told you what I got on the cold draw. Sorry, I'm trying to move fast today, and I need to slow down. That's what cigars are all about. But I did get, there's been vanilla on the nose, vanilla in the cold draw, and there's also some vanilla now on the light. I get kind of a milk chocolatey creaminess, vanilla, a little bit of spice, some really nice sweetness, and maybe some caramel, and there's some nuts in there, and then just a little bit of cedar kind of hanging around in the background. That is a really good smoke. I think I need to touch it up. I didn't do a really good job of lighting it. I need to slow down. That's not my dog in the background. Sorry. You know, when you're live, that's how it is. Now let's try them together. Oh yeah, I mean, when you take a puff on the cigar and then take a sip, the cigar sort of mellows out that initial sharpness where it kind of smacks you as soon as you take the drink. The cigar kind of muffles that a little bit, makes it a little softer, and then those flavors just open right on up, and They do go really well together. You've got that vanilla and the sweet, kind of creaminess, and there's some fruitiness, and they all kind of combine together to really create a wonderful experience. So shut that dog up. Sorry. They're like kids. You don't train them right. Those really do complement each other very well. Yeah, I thought this would probably be a pretty good pairing, but it's so far it's kind of outdoing my expectations. But I knew with the Japanese whiskey that something in a lighter shade wrapper would probably be best, and I was right. I think if you get a darker wrapper that's a little more robust, it might overshadow the spirit a little bit. But this is doing pretty well. I think I'm really going to enjoy this. So for those of you that are listening to this after the fact on audio, I am going to put you on hold and come back at the halfway mark. So stay tuned. You'll get my midway comments momentarily. Hey, stoners. I am back, and these two are going together so well. I've been talking to the people on live stream about it. The Undercrown is a wonderful smoke, and as we got kind of closer to the halfway mark, the caramel seemed to kind of give way to almost like a caramel-coated popcorn. Think like Cracker Jacks kind of thing. Almost a molassesy kind of sweetness with just that little bit of bite to it. That causes the stick to really marry together even better with the vanilla and the honey sweetness and the raisin notes off of the Suntory Toki. This is just an excellent pairing, and I'm not trying to be conceited because I thought this all up on my own, but these two go together very, very well. There's in the beginning when I took the first sip of the Toki, I said it kind of slaps you with just a burst of sharpness, but then that fades away into the sweetness and everything. But after you take a puff on the cigar and then take a sip of the whiskey, the cigar kind of tamps that down and makes it even more smooth than it already was. They are going together very, very well. And I am excited to see what this last half holds for us. So I'm going to go ahead and burn this down the rest of the way, and then I'll come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners, I am back. This has been a wonderful experience. In the last half, the sweetness did kind of fall away a little bit, and it was replaced with a little more like earthiness and hay sort of notes. I think for this pairing, I think it probably would have worked better without that change, but it was still a really good stick nonetheless, and they went together very, very, very well. I would give the stick... I'd give it an 88 matchsticks out of 100. So I'm still taking a few puffs off of it. The Suntory Toki, as I empty the glass, it is a little on the lighter side. It's got an initial straightforward seeming flavor profile, but there is a complexity to it that kind of builds and makes it very appealing. It's balanced and consistent. And while it does have some of the sharper, more youthful edges, it's a non-age statement whiskey. I think it could probably be even better if it was aged, say 3 to 5 years, or maybe even between 5 and 10 years. I think that would make it even more approachable. I would give it an 85 whiskey stones out of 100. And it is a really good whiskey, and you definitely need to try these two together. Definitely. They go together very, very well. And for those that may not know much about whiskey or spirits and cigars or either one, you know, Drew Estates makes some very excellent cigars that are easy smokers, where you don't have to, you know, am I gonna make myself nauseous smoking this, or you know, whatever. No, they're very easy smoking cigars, and he does some really, you know, off the wall kind of things with the different lines that he has, like the acid line. They have all of these different things that they put in the flavor profiles, and they don't even tell you what they are. And then they have the Java line that's coffee infused. And then they have the Undercrown, they have the Nica Rustica, and all of them are excellent cigars. And I haven't found any that have been harsh or unapproachable. Back to the Suntory Toki. Like I said, if it was, it would be even better. It might even be above a 90 if they would age it a little more. I can imagine if this was like a 12 year. Oh, wow. That would be really, really good. But I think it's worth 85 whiskey stones. As the cigar is almost out. All right, I will tell you, I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. This has been really fun. Leave me some comments. Let me know what you think about the episode or the show in general. Try not to be too harsh. Be approachable, you know. Let me know what you think about the offering, if you've had them, if you like them, if you don't like them. If you try them together and you're like, hey, this was really good, let me know that. Because I'd like to know, you know, if I'm doing a good job of putting these together, because all of this is very subjective. Cigars, what you taste and what you smell and all that, and the same thing in the spirit, is very subjective. What I taste, what I smell may be different than what you taste and what you smell. So if you don't think I'm right, tell me you don't think I'm right. I can take it. I'm a big boy. If you think I'm doing a wonderful job, definitely let me know that. Definitely let me know that. Please hit like, subscribe, share, notify, so that you know when I drop new content. Visit our website, sticksandstones.com, all small letters, all one word, all crammed together, STICKSNSTONEZ.com. And there you can reach our blog, which I got to catch up on some blog posts. But I post about all different kinds of stuff. I've got stuff about spirits. I got stuff about cigars. Like I did one about the Boston Tea Party from the late 1700s. I try to do something that pretty much anybody could read and enjoy. And then I also have links to all of our affiliate partners there. True Classic Teas. My wife told me last night as we were on our way to, our date night, we went to see a movie. We went to see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and it was entertaining, and it had one of the characters that was in it is Ian Fleming, which this is kind of loosely based on true story. And Ian Fleming, if you don't recognize that name, he is the person that wrote all of the James Bond stories. And he supposedly based James Bond off of the main character of this movie, who was an actual person. So anyway, it was entertaining. But what she told me was, she said, I really like those t-shirts you've been wearing. They look really good on you. They're true classics. If you want your wife, your girlfriend, or some stranger at the bar to think that you look good in a t-shirt, follow the link to True Classic Tees, because they'll get you that kind of service. I guarantee it. But also, Freedom Fatigues, again, like the one I'm wearing, my Come and Take It, Gonzales Cannon. Go see Freedom Fatigues. They are veteran-owned. All the products are made right here in the USA, right here in America. Caliber Coffee, Caliber Coffee. I used to own a coffee house. Some of the best coffee I've ever had is from Caliber Coffee. Go see those folks. There's a link, again, on the website. And in all my episodes, when I do the episode and post the audio, there is a link to the cigar and the spirit at Total Wine. And that way, as you're listening to the episodes, you can click on the link and go out and you can be listening to the episode and looking at the cigar or the spirit, and you can order it right from their website. No easier way to do it. And then, can't forget, tip-top proper cocktails. Haven't you come home and wanted an espresso martini or an old-fashioned or a margarita, and you're like, yeah, but I worked all day, I don't feel like making something? Tip-top proper cocktails. It's in a can. It's the real alcohol, tequila, whiskey, rum, the real deal. Pop the can, pour it in a glass. Doesn't get any easier than that. And you can have your espresso martini, your old-fashioned, your Negro, all different kinds of things. Tip-top proper cocktails. Anyway, until we get to be together again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold, and have a great day.